Voice from Delaware, Ellen G. White, editor of Health Reformer. Dear Sir, what cheer from our Western friends? Are there many of the true and faithful among your ranks? We find that only the men and women who live upon a high plane can stand the test which true hygiene applies. It takes moral courage and self-denial to enable one to make a radical change from the ordinary habits of life. The time of change is one of commotion and disturbance in the system, and the superficial observer argues unfavorably from this, especially if he be the sufferer, forgetting that the more obnoxious the article used, the more severe the distress upon abandoning its use. Let a person be habituated to the use of opium, and upon ceasing to take the drug, he suffers intensely. The same with tobacco, alcohol, coffee, tea, flesh food, salt, and so on and so on. But let one accustomed to a hygienic dietary cease to use one or more of the articles to which he is habituated, and he does not experience suffering from their disuse. There is no surer test of the amount of injury received by the system from the use of a stimulant or narcotic than the measure of suffering occasioned by discontinuing the use of the same. But it takes a hero to say, "Since the disuse of coffee affects me so disagreeably, I may judge of the harm done to my system by using it, and I will therefore reform. I will not be a slave to any habit." Nevertheless, let any human being show so much courage as to abandon forever any injurious physical habit, and great is his reward. He not only feels greater self-respect on account of having broken the chains of an enslaving habit, but his physical enjoyment is greatly enhanced. It has been very wisely said, "The way of the transgressor is hard." It is not merely the end of transgression that is severe, but the very way or path of the evildoer that is hard. Once habituated to the right path, we find it so easy and pleasant that we would not forsake it if we could. Oh, that we could reach the hearts and consciences of the mass of this people! We would not only make converts to hygiene, but exchange suffering and debility for enjoyment and vigor. Mary H. Heald, Hygienic Home, Wilmington, Delaware. The above good and cheering words from my esteemed friend, Mrs. Mary H. York of Dansville, New York, memory, now Mrs. Heald, though addressed to my husband, have more than a welcome place in my department. In response to the inquiry as to the numbers of the faithful, I would say to my sister, "Come and see. You will be made welcome at my home and at our institute, and you will find some faithful ones in the West battling for truth, cheered with the fact that numbers increase." Ellen G. White.